USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Laura is now a hurricane, and it could get even stronger as it approaches Louisiana. Forecasters say it could become a Category 3 or a higher storm as it approaches the Texas and Louisiana coasts, currently 625 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's day two of the Republican National Convention. The president's elder son, Don Jr., said last night,
"This time the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded."
First Lady Melania Trump's to speak tonight at the convention. For the second straight night, police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, faced off with angry protesters after a police shooting of a man on Sunday. Jacob Blake seen in a video being shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
More than 14,000 firefighters are working trying to control over 625 wildfires in California today. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
It is night two of the Republican National Convention. Among the speakers tonight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But he is getting some flack for his decision to make his remarks from Jerusalem. It breaks with long-standing tradition of secretaries of state trying to appear nonpartisan, especially when they're on foreign soil. Pompeo says this is a personal appearance and no staffers are involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
People can expect to see President Trump's former attorney in Democratic advertisements against Trump during this election season. Michael Cohen will reportedly be featured in a series of ads for the Democratic group American Bridge, where he will tell voters that Trump, quote, can't be trusted. Additionally, Cohen is expected to tell Americans that they shouldn't believe a word he utters during the Republican National Convention. In video recorded for the group, Cohen says Trump is going to stand up at the White House and blatantly lie to you more often than not. LeBron James' voting rights group More Than a Vote is trying to help tackle the employee shortages at polls across America. The New York Times reports More Than a Vote is collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to send poll workers to black communities in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Michigan. The multimillion-dollar effort is also to help pay for advertising and a program encouraging employees to volunteer as poll workers. And actor Joaquin Phoenix teaming up with animal rights group PETA to encourage people across the nation to go vegan. You can go to the internet and find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.